Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Passion Podcast. It's Louis Giglio coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia. And we're getting pretty regular on the Passion Podcast. I love it. I don't know what we're thinking, crew, but, normally we're a little bit all over the map with when these things come out. And now, like every couple of weeks, there's a new podcast waiting on people. And I love it because we're getting to build a little bit of a relationship, build some expectation and some anticipation for what's going to happen in Atlanta and in Houston for Passion 2015. We just came through a really big price break. And man, it's so phenomenal watching the people staking their place for the two Atlanta gatherings and the one gathering back in Houston this year. And I'm telling you, it's been a pretty amazing 24 hours for us because everybody kind of likes to cram it in right at those deadlines and the price breaks. And wow, lots of folks coming. If you're thinking about coming to Passion Atlanta number one, you need to go ahead and get your plans together to be a part of that. We've got the Passion Take It All Tour actually on the road right now. So you don't have to wait until January to be a part of Passion. We are coming to you, already been in Seattle, Washington, Portland, Oregon, and Sacramento, California, coming down the West Coast right now. The Take It All Tour with Christian Stanfill, Brett Yonker, Brad Jones is out on the tour right now. In just a couple of minutes, we're going to hear from him with a live update of what's going on from the Passion Take It All Tour. But if you don't know about it, check it out. They're probably coming to a city somewhere near you in the next couple of weeks. I'm going to have an opportunity to be on seven of these nights. I'm so excited about it this year, being out a little bit more with the Passion crew. But we are excited about Atlanta and Houston and being able to make these stops in every night for just a gathering of worship, teaching, focusing our hearts on Jesus, what he can do in our lives and in our cities. And we're just believing for great things every single night. So we're missing Brad Jones today in the studio, but we're going to get to hear a little bit from him, from what's going on. So we're going to check in with him right now, coming to us from the Passion Take It All Tour.
What's up, Passion Podcast? This is Brad coming to you from Sacramento, California on the Passion Take It All Tour. And we are having an amazing week. We just finished our first run. We started in Seattle. What a night. Portland, George Fox University, through the roof. And now Sacramento, California. I got Mr. Christian Stanfill here.
Hello.
We're backstage. Christian, you just walked off stage after night three. Yeah. Tell us, how's the Passion Take It All Tour going?
It's been amazing. You know, it's really cool to be this side of the country. We're a long way from home, but it's really cool to see the songs come alive over here. And there's just an amazing group of worshipers over here that we've met along the way. And it's been great. We've had incredible nights of worship every night, and lots of people are saying yes to Jesus every night.
Yeah.
So you have people putting their faith in Jesus every night, which is incredible. And just meeting amazing people. You know, it's cool to come over here and meet people that are leading the church and building the church over here and be so encouraged. Because we're all the way on the East Coast, you know. And we're doing that on the East Coast, but it's cool to meet people over here who are doing that here.
Yeah, we met one young girl tonight that moved over here, moved to Sacramento from the Midwest, and she was at Passion 2013. She mm-hmm. got the ticket like 3 days before it sold out, and so she was so grateful.
But so stoked.
So she was there tonight. You got younger high school, middle school students there tonight, mm-hmm. parents in the room, pastors, churches, and it's just such an honor, you know, to be carrying these songs.
Yeah.
I don't carry the songs. Y'all don't let me sing.
No, we do not let Brad sing, if you're listening.
If I could just help sing one, if I could sing one song, maybe
yeah,
next
every
week.
Every night, yeah.
Maybe next week you'll need me on
maybe
one song.
Maybe next week, yeah, maybe.
I'll just keep trying, keep hoping, keep praying, keep believing. If y'all could join me, that would be amazing. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. just to carry these songs and to be a part of what God's doing around the country, to get to serve people, lead them to Jesus, it's such an honor. And the great news is, we've done three cities. Mm-hmm. There's 25 total, so that means we've got 22 left.
Yeah. Plenty of time for you to join us if you're listening.
What's your favorite part of the night?
You know, my favorite part of the night is that moment, and it's maybe in a different spot every night, but that moment where people understand that it's more than a concert.
Yeah.
And sometimes that happens at the very start. Sometimes it happens halfway through the night. But at some point, people understand that they're not just here for us to just sing songs to them, but they actually start going, no, we're going to join in and we're going to worship. And that happens, you know, in different places every night. And it's very cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of moving pieces backstage, so a few distractions if you hear those. But we're heading home. We're heading to Passion City for a couple days, and we'll be back in Anaheim. And like I said, 22 cities. Louis's going to be out on some. We're going to be all over the country. It's going to be amazing. I hope you'll join us. It's open to all ages. It's not just college students. And so,
so cool.
Really consider who you can bring with you. Spread the word. We'd just love for you to be a part of this. Yeah. We're going to head to In-N-Out Burger right now.
That's right. And then are you going to get a milkshake?
It's also midnight. I don't know if that's the smartest call. What are you gonna do?
I don't know. I'm thinking double animal style.
Ooh,
and maybe a Neapolitan shake.
You feel like you've earned that?
It's In-N-Out. Yes, I feel like we have.
It's midnight. We've got a 6 a.m. plane flight back to Atlanta. Get home, see our families, be a part of church this weekend, and
can't wait.
Really hope we'll see you. If there's a chance you live anywhere close to one of these tour stops, really hope you can make it out. And you can check it out at passionconferences.com to get the list of the dates, find out where we're coming. You got a chance to be there. All right, Christian.
All right.
That's it. We're going to pitch it back to Louis. See you, Passion Podcast.
See you, Louis.
So great hearing from those guys on the Passion Tour. I love tour world. Being a pastor, I'm a little bit more in Atlanta than in some other times in life, out on the road for every single night of these tours. But I love these nights. Every one of them is different. Different people come through the door. The songs are often the same every night, but the people are different. Therefore, the experience is different. What God does in people's lives is different. And I just love the fact people always saying to us, you know, can you guys come to the West Coast, or can we do Passion up in the Northwest? And to think that we've already been able to plant that flag for Jesus in Seattle and Portland, and now coming down the coast is so great. And, you know, just to underscore what Brad was saying, these Passion Experience tour nights are for all ages. So if you're a college student, come on. But if you want to bring mom and dad with you and kind of let them get a taste of what Passion's been about, bring them. If you want to bring your high school, middle school brother or sister, I don't think you probably want to bring your 6-month-old, but, you know, it's for the whole family these nights. And yes, Passion Atlanta and Houston are for 18 to 25-year-olds and their leaders, the leaders of their ministries, but these nights are open to everybody. And man, what a great encouragement to hear what God's been doing already and to think that there's so many nights to go on the Passion Take It All Tour. Just remember, go to passionconferences.com. You can find all the cities and all the dates and buy tickets right there and be a part of this night. And speaking of tours, we got another tour rolling right now, our Six Steps Records family. And David Crowder is going to join us on the Passion Podcast right after this break to tell us what Neon Steeple is all about. So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame. Dr. Crowder, this is Louis Giglio coming to you from the Passion Podcast. How are you, my man?
I am doing fantastic. You know, as I'm answering the phone, I have such nostalgic and happy feelings inside. Apparently, I don't know the number that is attached to this contact on my phone, but it says Choice on it. Choice Ministries is who's calling right now. And I had all of these wonderful memories flood back. And I feel wonderful. And this is a wonderful
people,
call.
People listen Thank to you. This conversation are like, what in the world is going on right now? People do not know that Passion was preceded by an amazing Bible study at Baylor University called Choice Bible Study back in the day. Yep. And David Crowder was actually a Baylor student coming to that Bible study. And that's kind of how this whole thing got rolling back in the day. Seventh and James Baptist Church is where it all got started.
Walked right across the street from campus, and there it is. And David Bell, Sam Perry, I think you were singing at the time too.
Absolutely.
You and Shelly. Yeah, you and Shelly, your lovely wife, singing on stage. I mean,
it was pretty phenomenal.
That was when it was good. You know, that was when it was good.
That was the peak. That was the peak.
It's tough when you peak. Well, yeah, when you peak early, it's hard.
It's very difficult. But those were the days. You know, it's pretty special to be able to lead worship. We'd walk off stage to the left. I'd go behind stage, walk back on stage from the right, and then give the talk. And it was like, what am I doing? What am I doing? Voila! 10 years of leading worship and giving a talk was pretty crazy. But anyway, those were great days, and we're calling you on our landline here at Passion City Church, which is kind of weird.
That's amazing.
And it's still somehow coming up on your phone as choice, and that's really, really cool. So that brings back great memories. You're in Orlando today. I know you're talking to radio people about your album and about the Neon Steeple tour that's coming up really soon. And we're excited to have you on the Passion Podcast for a little bit today because I want people to know what is going on with this new Crowder record and what's happening on the Neon Steeple tour. And I want people to get to a city near them so they can experience what you are about to describe right now.
Well, that makes me feel an enormous amount of pressure, but I'm excited about it. No, I cannot wait, man. I mean, as you know, you've been a part of the journey, and so you know we get to working on this thing, and we have a delay. You know, we don't release it when it's supposed to be released, and so we work harder and longer, and finally, this Neon Steeple record is released upon the general public, and then we wait again to take these songs out to be, you know, person to person with them, with a group of people invited to a little front porch sing-along. And September 30th is when we finally get to kick this off with our good friends, Capital Kings and All Sons and Daughters. And, I mean, you're talking, there's a lot going on in the chest when you're waiting that long for stuff. There's anticipation building, and that's hard. That's tough. And so for me, I'm about to burst apart, just blow apart.
So Springfield, Missouri on September 30th at Remington's, it's going to be a pretty phenomenal moment because all
They're
this anticipation
trouble.
Is going to be
yeah.
unleashed in one phenomenal kickoff to this Neon Steeple tour. I love the title, David. You always come up with these incredible titles, the packaging, the imaging. It's always like one message. And this Neon Steeple idea, it's kind of a collision of two words that aren't often seen side by side. What's the idea behind that, and how does that give voice to the music?
Well, as you said, I typically work thematically. And this one was a little different. My journey in life has taken me from Texas to Atlanta, Georgia, and I've lived in Texas my whole life, and I come to Atlanta, Georgia, and one of the biggest longings that you can see in any sort of, whether it be film, literature, anytime humans get together and start telling stories in whatever ways, engaging, one of the big themes is a search for home, for acceptance, for love, and the beauty for me is that story is echoed completely in the gospel. You have so many moments where, you know, there's exile, there's redemptive moments, and then return to home. There's over and over again is the story of grace and love and acceptance. And that's what is this huge, deep drive in a human is I am flawed. I am depraved. Is it possible to be loved? Can someone throw their arms around me and let me feel home? And that's this record. And you'd have that story sitting in the middle of a town and with a piece of architecture pointing to it. You know, you get this people thing pointing up out of the middle of something that was pre internet machine and mobile phones. I don't know if you remember how hard that was, but it was tough.
Yeah,
I mean,
pretty challenging.
It was hard. It was challenging to stay on this side of the dirt and keep all your family members on this side of the dirt. And so life was tough. And you had this stable symbol in the middle of whatever, when your eyes are maybe drifted down, you know, and you happen to look up for a second or two, you see this thing pointing to a story that's bigger and grander than the stuff you're feeling that's tearing at you. And I love that. And granted, you know, we all know the church is flawed and has issues, but there's still, in a meta narrative sense, that's a wonderful thing to have, right? And Neon is kind of a, we don't build churches like that anymore, but we do a really good job of trying to capture people's attention and market a lot of things that try to lift the eye from our circumstances. And most of them are depraved in some sense, but they're all distraction from the here and now and what is afoot. And Neon is a perfect thing to do that. I mean, most of the time what it's selling is not going to bring security and health and wealth and prosperity. It's a thing that just distracts briefly. And I thought to marry these things together could be a critique on where we are currently in our present tense and how we live and interact with each other, as well as a thing that points us to the truth that we all know there's something bigger than right now, and there's something bigger than me, and there's something bigger than the circumstance I find myself in. And that is the story of God and the story of rescue and the story of return to home and innocence and the beginning of things.
Yeah,
and that's Neon Steeple.
Yeah, I know. One of the things that I love so much about Neon Steeple, David, is that it does bring in this sort of Folktronica. It brings in that bluegrass feel that you've been carrying for a little while, but then you kind of reach back and recover this love for a computer, for programming, and the stuff that, you know, people have come to know you for. And those two musical families sort of meet and marry on this record in a really fresh and kind of a new way. And I love how there's a little bit of all these flavors coming together, but when you put Neon and Steeple in the same space, it really creates something musically that, you know, we launched the album obviously here at Passion City Church, and it was so incredible watching to see the people responding to the highs and the lows, you know, of the story as it unfolds on this record. And also to the musical, you know, you got this programming craziness sitting right next to a fiddle, next to a pedal steel. And it's kind of crazy collision, but as Crowder can do, Crowder somehow makes this work in a way that we all go, it was always supposed to be like that.
I like everything you just said. That makes me happy inside. I do feel like both lyrically and musically, this is the most authentic thing I've been able to be a part of making. It feels like what's happening inside of me is outside of me, and so it's everything I'm excited by, and everything I've been, you know, my hurt and my rescue is all in this record, and the music, all the stuff, all the best ways I can say, here's been my life journey. The best way I could say it is all there too, because it's my insides are outside. And as you know, I love music and I love sounds and I love putting them all together and using them to pull at the stuff in me and other people. And I couldn't be happier with how it all came together. It's just a lovely thing. And I can't wait to take it on the road. As you know, that night, the album release night, we've got that porch. I mean, it's a we've got a porch on stage with us. Like the people are sitting on the front porch and we've invited people to the front porch, and there's a front porch, and then suddenly lasers are coming out the screen door, you know, and with this hillbilly dance park going down, and I'm going, man, this is like the best time ever. And so we've built this mobile porch that we're hauling this porch thing into every place we're going. I mean, people have been working, I think, 24 hours a day for about 3 months to figure it out, but we got it done.
Yeah, that's the upside of the tour being delayed a little bit. People are getting to wait. They're going to get to experience amazing deal all the way around. And hey, how about Capital Kings and All Sons and Daughters? I mean, we had Capital Kings at Passion last year, and these guys were just rocking out these amazing kind of beats and grooves around worship in a couple of our sessions. And obviously, I think everybody listening probably knows All Sons and Daughters and knows their music and the heart behind their music. And what an incredible journey this night's going to be. And I'm thinking about this first kickoff starting in Springfield, Missouri on September 30th, and what an incredible week. Going to be in Chicago, Illinois, October 1st at the House of Blues. Not going to be too sad that night. October 2nd, St. Paul, Minnesota. You're going to be at Northwestern in St. Paul, October 4th, Cleveland. Maybe LeBron's going to be there that night. That's going to be amazing. Johnny Manziel and LeBron coming that night. That's going to be pretty powerful.
That's going to be a big night.
That's going to be big. October 5th in Indianapolis. October 6th coming down to Charlotte. And then October 9th in Westbury, New York. And that's the first little leg. And then this thing just goes all over the place. I mean, I'm seeing West Coast, Southwest. I'm seeing Florida. I'm seeing Virginia, Maryland. It's going to be everywhere. Seattle, Washington. Come on. You guys are covering some ground on this thing.
It's going to be amazing. I mean, in the Capital Kings, as you said, like, they are bringing it large in terms of electronic music. I mean, that EDM thing, they've got it pegged. So they're going to kick the party off. You get that thing, you know, slamming. And then all sons and daughters, I don't really know anybody that's making music that is so intimate and poetic in terms of us as a church being able to express ourselves and feel all the stuff in us and get it outside. And they're bringing, you know, the... just the wood and the steel, you know, they're going to have all the instruments that would just sit on the porch. And then we come along right after that and try to marry the two things together. And I think it's just going to make for a night to remember. I'm pinching myself already that we get to do this and all on the front porch, you know, it's just like, hey, come over to the front porch and let's have a little group sing. It's going to be a party, a hillbilly dance party.
Well, I'm excited. I'm excited to see it. Loved being on this journey, making this record with you. And it's pretty phenomenal. The single, Come As You Are, is just one of the great songs of a recent memory for me. And such a powerful, powerful message of hope for people. And I'm excited for people to be a part of the Neon Steeple Tour. CrowderMusic.com is where people can get all the dates and can get tickets. And September 30th is coming really fast. So all you folks that are in Springfield, Missouri, Chicago, St. Paul, Cleveland, Indianapolis, Charlotte, you need to get on it quick and be a part of this night. It's going to be amazing. I'll probably bump into some people on one of these nights because I can't wait to be a part of it. Just be in the room, see what God's going to do. So I know you guys are right in the middle of a bunch of stuff right now, promoing the album in Florida, but thanks for jumping on the podcast. We always love having you on, and just can't wait to see what God's going to do in the Neon Steeple Tour, David. Thanks for being with us today.
Absolutely. I can't wait to see it either.
I love that guy. I love his creativity, and I love how he always is evolving in this journey. It's like the same Crowder, same journey, but a little bit different speed every single album and every single time. Trust me, this album, I believe, is the best album Crowder has made. And if you don't have it, you need to pick the album up today. If you want to experience it live, check out crowdermusic.com, and you can find out all the cities and get information as well. We look forward to seeing you guys back soon on the Passion Podcast. We got a special guest coming up in a couple of weeks. Francis Chan is going to join us on the Passion Podcast as we're heading in to our next big price break on October 3rd. So keep that in mind. We'll see you again soon on the Passion Podcast.